Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this evening's meeting of Northwestern Area Planning Committee. Chairman's notices are all the usual ones, and probably most of you are familiar. Sound recording of the meeting. Please note the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be giving permission to be included in the recording. Fire. In the event of a fire, a siren will sound. Please use the fire exits marked with the green signs with the running man. Fire assembly point is outside the main entrance of the council offices. Please meet there and await further instructions. Health and safety. Please be advised of different levels of flooring within the council chamber, the steps behind the main horseshoe as well as to the sides of the room. And the meeting is being monitored by CCTV. So, apologies for absence, please.
We've received apologies for absence from Councillor Keyes.
Thank you. Minutes of the last meeting, members, can I take them as read?
Yes.
You're happy to agree them?
Yeah.
Quick show of hands, please. Lovely, thank you. Item 4, I have to read this. Disclosure of interest to disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interest relating to items of business on the agenda having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. And members are reminded they're also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Anything? Nothing. Thank you. Councillor Durham? No? County Council?
Sorry
to prompt you. It's none of my business. It's your decision entirely, but you
I was doing some crude mathematics. As a non-pecuniary interest, as a member of Essex County Council, any matter pertaining to that organisation, such as education, highways, etc. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item 5 on the agenda is our only planning application, which is East Cottage, Whittam Road, Toll St Major. We have two speakers to follow the presentation, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Planning permission is sought for a replacement dwelling. The replacement dwelling would replace a modest two-storey dwelling with a 4/5-bedroom shallow-style property. The application follows the refusal of two previous applications for replacement dwelling. The most recent of those was refused by this committee. Here we have the location plan, and next to it is a plan showing the flood zones. As you can see, the red line boundary has been drawn so that the site isn't located within the flood zone. Here we have the block plan. The main alterations in comparison to the previous application are listed within paragraph 3.18 of the officer's report. However, it is worth to note that the height of the dwelling has been reduced from 8.6 metres to 6.6 metres. The overall depth has increased from 14.3 metres to 18.7 metres, and the main width and depth has not been altered. So it's the projection to the south that has been the main increase in the depth. So here we have the existing floor plans, the proposed floor and roof plans, the existing elevations, the proposed elevations, and these are the plans of the most recently refused application, and the refused plans of the application before the most recent. Here we have some photographs of the site. You can see that the dwelling is in a state of disrepair and it has deteriorated rapidly since the previous application. However, having regard to the previous applications, it's not considered that the residential use of the site has been abandoned, and hence a proposal for a replacement dwelling rather than a new dwelling. Here we have some more photographs of the site, and then the bottom one you can see the neighbouring listed building to the east. The previous applications were refused due to the excessive width, scale, bulk, mass and the unsympathetic design, which was considered to result in a prominent and visually intrusive development on this part of Whittam Road. Whilst the proposal is of a lower height than the previously refused development, the width and the siting of the proposal would remain as per the previous application and the overall depth would be increased. Furthermore, the exaggerated roof profile to accommodate two levels of accommodation are considered to exacerbate the bulk of the proposal, and the overall size, particularly the footprint of the proposal, would be out of keeping with the modest-sized cottages to the east and the west of the application site. Furthermore, the proposal would significantly reduce the gap between the neighbouring dwelling, thus eroding the sense of openness and views between the properties. For these reasons, the application is recommended for refusal. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Right, our first speaker is Alison Dempsey. Are you Miss? I'm not sure if you're Miss or Mrs. I apologise, I don't know. Please come forward, pick a chair, any chair. Make yourself comfortable. Please do use the microphone. Councillor Bamford will show you how if it isn't obvious. Thank you. Don't start for a minute, please. We're just getting the timer up. Which
it's over here.
I thought it was ready.
Just up under there. Yeah.
There you go, that's the beginning. Double clicky, clicky, clicky. We have got internet in here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it should work. Should work with that.
Yeah.
Anybody got a stopwatch?
I can do it on my phone.
Can you do it on your phone? Terribly sorry. I'll be a little more lenient than usual, seeing as you can't see it. Oh, no. No. Oh, here we go. We've got 16 of them.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Ready when you are.
Okay. We'll start when you begin. Thank you. Please turn on.
I live in the Grade 2 listed building neighbouring the site of this planning application. I would ask the Council to consider a couple of points whilst considering whether to grant planning application, please. The most important being that no garage has been included on the plans and not even a mention in the planning statement, as there has been in previous applications. I suspect the intention, potentially, is to build under permitted development once a house has been granted permission, but feels this needs to be questioned. The application statement makes great claim to be considerate of not overshadowing my listed building and keeping a respectful distance between the new development and it, to look favourably on granting permission. To ensure this consideration is controlled in future, I feel it appropriate to place a condition removing permitted development rights for outbuildings should planning permission be granted, as a large garage could not only affect the setting of the listed building but also impact on the street scene of this rural area, increasing the width of the development. My other concern with the proposed development and the preparations that have taken place so far is the removal of large amounts of trees and shrubs and hedgerows, which should be replaced in equal amounts to restore landscaping for this rural area, but also to provide natural rainwater absorption from the gardens, which become waterlogged in winter months. There is a natural open ditch along the front boundary of East Cottage into which rainwater from the fields opposite flows and takes water down to Penny's Brook at the crossroads. This has been partially filled in by the making of a temporary access drive into the plot, and although reassurance has been expressed that it would be reinstated, I feel this too should be a condition of any permission pass, please. I note that the environmental health team were too short-staffed to comment on this planning application, so their consideration has not been given to this concern, so I'd ask the committee to consider this concern, please. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next speaker is the agent, Mr. Legree. If you come forward, please. I know you know the rules. 2 minutes from when you begin. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair and members. Just a couple of points, first of all, to clarify the presentation you've heard. The scheme is for a four-bedroom property, not a four- or five-bedroom property. Two bedrooms on the ground floor, two bedrooms above. Also, mention was made about the setting and the distances between the neighbouring properties. In both cases, it's 22 metres away from the neighbours, which is pretty substantial for most rural areas. This is a large site, as you've heard. It also includes the land on the western side, adjacent to Pennybrook Cottage, which is in the flood zone, so it's quite a large plot. Following the refusal at the last time this application came before you, I did have a brief discussion with the next-door neighbour who expressed a desire for a bungalow or a chalet-style property. That's what we followed in this instance. So the scheme has gone down from the two-storey dwelling, which the conservation officer described as being awkwardly tall, to this chalet-style property. As a result, the conservation officer, as you see from your agenda, has raised now no objections to the scheme and considered that the proposal has a much less overbearing relationship to the neighbouring cottage. We did actually ask for feedback from the planning officer about a month or so ago when the application had been submitted and up and running. Unfortunately, we've had no response whatsoever, which is very disappointing. The scheme does seek a reduction in the height of the building by 2 metres. That's pretty substantial and has reduced the accommodation, so it's now no more, at first floor level, no more than accommodation within the roof space. So even if this was a bungalow, there would still be a large roof area, which we, in this instance, we believe is best to be utilised. I have no difficulties with the comments from the neighbour in terms of the ditch across the front. That can be maintained. Equally, landscaping can be incorporated as a side boundary. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, this was called in by Councillor Keyes, but he's actually not here, and Councillor Morley and I are the ward members. If I may start. I can be very brief. I don't honestly see any reason to disagree with the officer's recommendation. So, for the sake of having something to debate, I'm going to put that on the table. Thank you. Councillor Morley, any offers? No. Anybody else? Any offers? Councillor Jarvis.
Thank you. I mean, I note that it's obviously not as high as the one previously, but I mean, you have to be very careful about that being a major factor. You know, obviously, if the previous application was ridiculously high, this one could still be too high. I did also note the agent saying that it was not, you know, not, it was less overbearing. And I think the point is it probably is still overbearing, which is obviously what the officer, I think, is alluding to. So, I think the officer's got it right.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Siddle. I do have Councillor Bamford, then I'll come to you.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to ask about the point that the objector made about the garage. And can we, in our objection in any way, include anything about that?
As there's been no garage proposed part of the application, it isn't something that we can object to the application on. If it were to be approved, it is something that could be agreed, we could condition not to be built, but as part of the, if it was refused because it's not been included, we can't object on those grounds.
Thank you. Councillor
Siddle. Thank you, Chairman. As Chairman of Little Tottenham Parish Council, we didn't comment on this particular application, but it is right on the border of Little Tottenham Parish Council. And in terms of Witham Road and in terms of the scale of the houses, it would still dominate and be overbearing. And also behind the house are several fields which link into Little Tottenham, and it would be quite visible across those fields from Little Tottenham. So therefore, I think it would be not in keeping with the surrounding area.
Thank you. It sounds as if we might be agreeing the recommendation. Those in favour of agreeing the officer's recommendation, please show. That seems to be unanimous. Thank you. So that this application is in fact refused in line with the officer's report, and there being no urgent business and no Councillor Bamford, sorry. I would have been happier if you'd raised it with me before, but go ahead.
I have mentioned it to you before. For the next meeting, could we not have a report on the enforcement? Can we not go through the enforcement cases? Because we used to, and I would.
We used to, and
I think it's about time that we looked at it.
Well, it was a kind of backed off because we're very short of staff. The other thing is, even as a committee, we can't make any decisions because it is entirely delegated. However, Mr. Lee, could that be arranged?
Through you, Chairman. I think previously agreed it would be 6 months. It was reduced to, I think, one of the last chair's meetings. But actually,
it was, yes, you're right.
Committee services burnt me to organise it. But yeah, I don't have a problem in principle with that. Obviously, there may be issues in relation to resources, in relation to staffing, because currently we've got a couple of contractors in who both finish at the end of next month. So there may be an issue in relation to actually having people to give you an update. But I can bring the agenda, bring the report, and we can discuss as and when what we can discuss, if that makes some sense. I'm happy to do that.
Would certainly recommend members, you know, email enforcement and arrange a meeting, because it's very often much more edifying if you're sitting with the enforcement officer and they've got the files and so on. So, okay, we will endeavour to do that next time. There being no urgent business, I close the meeting at whatever that is, 7:44. Well done, Chair.